Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. It's the end of April, so you know that means it's time for brand new picture book releases for this month. Now, I do this every month. I come up with I don't come up with all of them. There are a lot of books that are released every month, and so I try to curate some of those books because I know that as teachers, it can be hard to stay on top of those books because so many are released all the time and there's some great ones out there. So I thought that every month I would put together a list for you and kind of give you a quick overview of each one of the books. That way you can decide which ones you think would be best in your classroom, which ones would be best to teach different lessons in your class, or ones you just really want to share with your students. And I just give you that overview so you can take it and have new books to have in your classroom. Now, I'll leave a link to the playlist. I have a YouTube playlist that has all of the new book videos together, so you can watch them all if you want. I will leave a link to that in the description box down below. I will also leave links to all of the books that I'm sharing so that you know exactly which ones and when they come out. I'll leave links down below for you. Now, let's jump into these brand new picture books that were released in April 2024. I think I have 13 this month. I know there's quite a few, and I also know that there's a lot for May coming up too, so make sure you come back the end of May and watch that video because there are a lot of picture book releases coming in the next month or so. But let's get started with those brand new April books. Let's go. The first book that I have is All I Need to Be by Rachel Ricketts. Now, this is a book about mindfulness, which I think is becoming more and more important for students to understand, for them to practice, even as young kids. I think we are in such fast-paced days and months and years that it's important for students to slow down, to take a breath, to take that moment for themselves. It talks about when the world gets too much or when our emotions and our feelings get to be too much, to take a moment to look within ourselves for love, support, for healing. And it's filled with these inspiring, positive self-esteem messages, especially for those young kids, and to help them when they feel those big feelings. This book also comes with a guide at the back of the book to help teachers, families, caregivers, and what they can do to help young kids when their feelings are becoming too big to handle. So I think not only is this a good book for students, but can be helpful for adults as well when they are working with children. Now, on a lighter note, our next book is called Butt or Face Volume 2. This one is written by Kari Lavelle, and I don't know if you've seen the original version of this book, the Butt or Face book, but it shows you a picture of an animal, and you have to decide if it's their face or if it's their rear end. And students, kids love this. They think it's hysterical. On the next page, it then shows you, it reveals the answer, so you can see if you were right or wrong. And then it provides a full photo of that animal, not just the zoomed in version from the first page, and gives you lots of facts and information about that animal. So not only is it a super silly book that's really going to engage your students, they're going to learn a lot from it, a lot of those science facts, and you will definitely pull them into your read aloud with this one. Another new book that was released this month is From My Head to My Toes, and this one is written by Olympic gold medalist Allie Reisman. And it really gently introduces young readers to the topics of consent, bodily autonomy, in a positive way. And it really focuses on the positive message of self-love in a cheerful yet informative way. And it also, again, similar to the other book that I mentioned earlier, it gives adults the tools in the back to have those conversations with kids starting at a young age. So an important book for students to hear, to understand, and to be aware of. Next, we have How to Catch a Dream by Alice Walstead. And this is part of that best-selling series, How to Catch a... You may have heard How to Catch a Unicorn, How to Catch a Leprechaun, How to Catch a Mermaid. There's quite, I don't know how many there are, but there's quite a few in this series. But this one's slightly different twist. And this one's about catching your own dream. And there's no maps to follow or traps to set, only about achieving those big milestones. And how everything you need to catch your dream is already inside of you. It really talks about resilience and bravery, persistence, and that true belief in yourself. And a reminder that catching your dream is always within reach. Another book that was released in May 2024 is Love Grows Here. This one is written by Chloe Ito Ward. So in the story, after a racist encounter, an Asian American young girl decides to fight hate by spreading love. Aiko learns that Japanese Americans were once put in prison camps in her own country, in the United States, and that there's some people who still don't like her for no reason. But Aiko also learns that people respond to acts of kindness. So reading this book with your students, you'll have to see how Aiko spreads that kindness within her community. This next one I think will resonate with some students, and it's something different than I've heard in picture books before, but I think it's really important. This one's called Not a Smiley Guy, and it's written by Polly Hovorth. So from the day that he's born, Ernest has had few complaints. He has a wonderful family, a wonderful home. He has a pretty good life, and he's just as happy as the next guy, but the trouble is everyone around him is obsessed with smiling. His parents smile when he learns to walk, when he learns to tie his shoes, but smiling just isn't for Ernest, and nobody seems to be able to let this go. So when drastic measures are taken and Ernest still doesn't smile, his family learns that not everybody is the same, and that by loving someone sometimes means meeting them in the middle. This is a good conversation starter, or especially for helping your students realize that we each show our emotions and our feelings in different ways, and just because somebody does it differently than us doesn't mean that it's wrong or that it's bad or that they're feeling a different way, but that it's important to understand others and to be aware of how they react and how they feel and what their emotions are, even if they're not showing them in the same way that we are. A great book for sharing, especially for those SEL skills in your classroom. This next book would be great for science class. This one is called Outdoor Farm, Indoor Farm, and it's written by Lindsay H. Metcalf. And in this book, you and your students will discover how both outdoor and indoor farms grow the food that we eat throughout the year. And you'll join two children as they explore the ways that both an indoor and an outdoor farm work and how they're similar as well as how they're different. And how there's a variety of amazing machinery and innovating farming techniques that help us to get the food that we eat every day. I think your students will find this really interesting about, because sometimes we think just food is, get it from the grocery store, but it's an interesting look into where that food comes from, how it's created, how it's harvested. And I think they'll find this one really interesting about farming. And to continue the science theme, the next book that I have is How Animals Sleep. This one is written by Jiri Dvorak. And I think your students will be really fascinated to discover all the different ways that animals sleep. Like, we know that people sleep in their beds laying down every night with their eyes closed, but animals are very different. And they're very different from each other as well. Some sleep nearly all the time, while others barely need any sleep at all. Some sleep underwater, while some sleep standing on one leg. Some animals sleep in the snow, while others sleep in the hot weather in the desert. This book really invites inquiry and comparison between the different types of animals and their behaviors when it comes to sleeping. And you may even see the conversations among your students turn into how the other ways that these animals are similar and different between where they live and what they eat and how that might affect their sleep too. And they may want to tell you exactly how they sleep and which stuffed animals they sleep with, so be prepared for that conversation as well. But this is another great science book that was released in May 2024. This next one I really want to pick up since my family just took a trip to Hawaii recently. This one is called Aloha Everything by Kaylin Malia George. And this is a magical story that will take you on a journey through the different islands of Hawaii. And you'll see canoes crashing over the ocean waves, hawks soaring high above the clouds, and lizards jumping through the forest trees. But you'll find you'll be introduced to a courageous young girl named Ano as she learns to grow and love her island where she was born. So this book that contains 25 different Hawaiian words will help your students understand Hawaii's culture, history, and ecology. There's so much to be learned about these islands, and this book really brings that to life for your students. So if you have any students who are interested in Hawaii or you want to share that with them, I think this would be a great book to share as a read aloud in your classroom. Another book that I have, this one is also talking about emotions and feelings. This one is called A Place for Feelings, and it's by Corey Ann Haidu. And it's a book that encourages young kids to share their feelings with others and what to do when they just feel too big and they're hard to handle. So in this story, a young girl named Mara lives in this town that has a place for everything. There's a garden for the roses, there's a rack in the hallway for the muddy shoes, and there's even a jar on the counter for the sprinkle cookies. But when her feelings are too wild, too messy, too out of control, where will they fit in this tiny town of hers? This is, again, a great book for sharing about our feelings and how it's important to share those with others that we trust and with people who can help us rather than keep them all hidden inside. An important lesson for students to understand. Next, we have Archie Celebrates an Indian Wedding, and this one is written by Mitali Banerjee Ruth. We first met Archie in Archie Celebrates Diwali, and now she is back. Her poppy uncle is getting married in a big Indian wedding, and Archie meets Emma, who is an Indian, and she teaches her everything she needs to know about the culture because it is Archie's uncle and Emma's aunt who are getting married. The two girls become not only cousins, but friends as well, and they help each other learn about their different cultures and how they are similar, how they are different, and how to appreciate both of them. This book also includes some back matter for some kid-friendly resources, especially that have to do with Indian weddings. If you've ever seen an Indian wedding, I happened to stumble upon one by accident at a hotel I was staying at, and they are amazing. They're beautiful, and there's so much that goes into them. And I think this book will be a great introduction to your students about how wonderful they are. This next one is more of an early reader rather than just a picture book, but it is written by Kate DiCamillo, so I thought that I should add it in. This one is called Oris and Timbo. And it's about a rat and an owl and the beginning of a wonderful friendship between the two. Oris the rat lives alone in an old barn surrounded by all of his treasures. But one night this solitude is disrupted by the fluttering of wings and a loud screech. And this is when an owl has gotten caught in the barn. Can this owl and rat become friends even though they are natural enemies? Your students will have to read this book to find out, and I believe this is the first book in a trilogy, so there will be more coming out about these two friends in the future. The last book that I have that was released in April 2024 is called The Truth About the Couch, and this one is written by Adam Rubin, who is the author of Dragons Love Tacos. If you are a fan of that book, I think you'll like this one as well. It is a hilarious picture book about everyone's favorite piece of furniture, the couch. So most people think couches are just for sitting or napping and don't really give it a second thought. But did you know that couches can go a little crazy if they are not fed a steady diet of coins, cell phones, and remote controls? And did you know that some couches are grown on farms? I mean, that's where the term couch potato comes from, right? You'll have to read this funny book with your students to learn more about what it means to be a couch and what it means to have one in your living room. A fun, silly book that your students will definitely love. So, like I said, I will leave links to all of these books in the description box down below so that you can grab one or more of them to read with your class. And I'd love to know which one you think your class will love the most. Leave a comment down below telling me which one you want to read aloud with your students. And stay tuned for next week because I will be back with more read aloud tips and book ideas that you can use in your classroom right away. And as I mentioned before, next month I will have a lot of brand new picture books to share with you, so stay tuned for that one. Have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.